Bezrus Hashem Yisbarech. Today's daf is Mem Zayin in Maseches Erevin, the 267th daf in Shas. On yesterday's daf, we had discussed that Rabbi Yochanan had halfway through on Mem Vav Beis had a bunch of rules in regards to when you had a machloikis tanoim, who you follow. For example, if you have machloikis Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi, who do you follow? You follow Rabbi Yosi. If you have also a machloikis between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yosi, you follow Rabbi Yosi. Now the Gemara, we're going to pick up about 12 lines left into Mem Vav Amud Beis, where the Gemara describes a shita of Rabbi Misharshia in regards to this issue. Of Rabbi Misharshia, less near the Hani Klali. Rabbi Misharshia didn't hold of this rules at all. He didn't hold at all that we have this rule of whether when you have Machlokas, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, you follow Rabbi Yosi. Says the Gemara, Minole the Rabbi Misharshia, huh? How do we know that Rabbi Misharshia didn't have this rule? If we're going to say that's from earlier on Mem Hamah Beis, Reb Shimon Omer L'Ma'adavar Doimah, the Gimel Chatzeros Hapsucho Zulazu. What happens if you have three Chatzeros that are open to each other? Upsuchos Rishus Rabim, and all three of those Chatzeros are open to Rishus Rabim. Menachem is pointing out we had it earlier on Mem Hay on the Beis. So Irvu Shtayim Machitzonos Imam Tzais. If you make an Eruv between the two outer ones with the inner one, he muterasi mohen, the middle one is allowed to carry both to the outer ones, vehein muterasi ma, and they're allowed to carry from themselves to the inner one. Ushtay machitzon azu asur azu azu, but you can't have the two outside ones with each other. The amar bar gurya amar rav. Halacha k'Reb Shimon, and Reb Chama Bar Gurya said that we follow the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. Uman Polagala, who was about Plugsa Rabbi Shimon? Rabbi Yehuda. That was Rabbi Yehuda. Now, Va'al Amrit, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Halacha k'Reb Yehuda. El Alav, Shmami no Lesna. We see from here that Rabbi Misharshia doesn't hold of this rule. Says the Gemara, Umay Kusha. Maybe that's not a strong kasha. Maybe that's not a raya. Dilma hecha de itmar itmar. Hecha de lo itmar lo itmar. If we have a memra that says beferish that we paskin like Rabbi Shimon, thank you, Asher, for bringing the cup, that we says that the halach is that we palo Rabbi Shimon, makom Rabbi Yehuda, then what would we say? We would say that you follow, in such a case, that tradition. But as a rule, as Yosef says, if you have a machlok, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda, then in such a case, we follow Rabbi Yehuda. Elamiha, maybe we'll have another raya. Another raya, what are we coming to prove again, Asher, Yoni, Yosef?
That it's not like
that Rabbi Misharshia didn't hold of these rules. Elamiha, this time, this that we learned in the Mishnah. Ir shel yachid, v'nasis shel rabim. If you have a city that started off as being of a yachid, not of a rabim, thank you very much, not of a rabim. So in such a case, then, if it became a rabbim, it doesn't have a din rishus harabim. Because for some reason, we're going to have to wait till Nuntes Amud Aleph. You guys will still be hanging in there. Another 11 dapim, Nuntes Amud Aleph. By the way, we're about to get to 1/10 through Shas. Doesn't sound too hard now, right? We did Bezer Hashem close to 270 dapim in Shas. It's 1/10. What? It's only a 10th? I was thinking the opposite, that's not bad. Another 9 times, to do it another 10 times, not so bad. No? 10 times. Ah, okay. No, well, Yoni, we've done hard stuff too. You're doing good. El mehad esnan, ir shel yachim v'nasis shel rabim. If you have an ear of a yachim that started off belonging to a rabim, ma'arvin es kula, then you can make an eruv. Now, we know when it was just a rabim, you can't make an eruv. Okay, so ma'arvin es kula. Shel rabim v'nasi shel yachid. If you have something that started out as a rabim and that became a yachid, a marvin is cool. You can't make an eruv throughout it. Elim gain. The only exception would be oisa chutzla ki'ir chadasha. To these halachas, we're going to spend a lot more time discussing down the line. But what it means over here, to simplify, is that if you make an ear outside, so then you indicate that it's entirely separate rishus, and then you can make an eruv in that city. Shebi Yehuda. Elim Kenyasi Kadosh Shebi Yehuda. Sheyesh ba chamisha diurim. Because in Yehuda, they did such a thing, and it had chamisha diurim. And then in such a case, you can make a new, you can make an Erev. But if you don't, then it follows its original status as a Rishus HaRabim. Div Reb Yehuda, Reb Shimon Omer, Reb Shimon says, Shalosh Chatzeros Shel Shnei Batim. All you need is a separate year of three Chatzeros and two Batim, and that's going to be enough. Period. Va'amar Rav Chama Bar Gur Yomer Rav, Halacha K'Rebi Shimon. And Rav Chama said that we follow the Shita of Rebi Shimon. And now Rebbe Yehuda points out Yosef again. Uman Poligalei Rebbe Yehuda. And who disagrees? Va'amrit Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe Shimon Alach Rebbe Yehuda. Didn't we just say that we should follow Rebbe Yehuda? Says Gemara my Kush. It's not a kasha. Dilma hachanami. Hecha di itmar, itmar, hecha di lo itmar, lo itmar. Really, if we have no tradition, who do we follow? Machlekes Rebbe Shimon Rebbe Yehuda. We'll follow whom? We'll follow Rabbi Yehuda, or I mentioned Rabbi Yossi, also Rabbi Yossi. However, here, right, you're right, Yosef, Rabbi Yoshib and Rabbi Yehuda will follow Rabbi Yehuda. However, over here specifically, we had a tradition that we follow the Shita of Rabbi Shimon. Ela meha, maybe we go to another place. This Nan, we learned in the Mishnah. Hameniach es beisai. Now, we know that if you live in a chatzer, this moment I'm going to take a drink. If you live in a chatzer, the halacha is that what? That you need to make an Eruv Echatzeros. What happens if everybody in the Eruv Echatzeros joined in, but one person went away for Shabbos? So let's take a look. Haminiach is based on a halacha l'shbasirachas. Somebody who leaves his house and goes somewhere else. Echad nachri ve'echad Yisrael oislev ne'chatzeros. Doesn't matter whether it's a Jew or whether it's a guy. He answers all the bnei chatzeros. Six lines from the top. Ve'ech Yisrael, oiser lebnei chatzeros. Divrei Rebbe Meir. This is the opinion of Rebbe Meir. Rebbe Yehuda says, eina oiser. He's not going to answer. Yes, the halacha is Menachem Asel and Nachri is oiser. The answer is yes, and we'll learn more details of that later on. Very good question. Menachem's asking, he doesn't understand why that should be so. The answer is it's Tatakana Midrabanim, which we're going to discuss down the line. Excellent question. Rebbe Yehuda Omer, Ein Oiser. Rebbe Yossi Omer, Nachri Yossi Yisrael, Ein Oiser. Menachem would never have said that, right? Rebbe Menachem would never have said that. Okay. Rebbe Yossi Omer, Nachri Yossi Yisrael, Ein Oiser. Ripnei, She'ein Derech Yisrael, Lovo B'Shabbos. Because the Nachri might come back on Shabbos. And oh, so that, normally the diurim that are not there the whole Shabbos won't be Yosef. But because the Nachri is going to come back on Shabbos, once he comes back, then he's Yosef. Now, how, what, and why? We have to wait for where? Samach Beis on the Beis and Pei Vav and Aleph. All we're interested in right now is just to know the basic case, as well as, what else do we want to know? How do we paskin? Excellent, Yoni. You see, even looking in the regular Gemara, you got it. Shimon Omer afilu einiach es beisai v'halach lishbos eitzel bitoi v'oisei yir. Even if he goes to visit his daughter, eina oiser shekvar siach daite, he already moved himself from the entire city. Now who do we pass like with all these tanoim? V'omar Rav Chama Bar Gur Yomer Rav halacha k'Rebbe Shimon. And Rebbe Chama said that we paskin like Rebbe Shimon. Who else was here? Go ahead, finish off Yosef. Uman Poligal, excellent Yosef. Uman Poligal, Rebbe Yehuda. Vahamrit Rebbe Yehuda, Rebbe Shimon. Halachak Rebbe Yehuda. So wait a second, what about the rule that we have above? So says the Gemara, my kushya, it's not such a kasha. Dilma hachanan. Hecha de itmar, itmar, hecha de lo itmar, lo itmar. Where we don't have a tradition every single time. Right, what's our express? What would be the way to summarize so far this daf? Heichad itmar itmar, heichad lo itmar lo itmar, and that would refer to what? When you have a machlokes, Rabbi Yossi, I always say Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, because we had Rabbi Yossi on yesterday's daf. We have machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. There we follow Rabbi Yehuda, but if we have a Maseira, so then we'll follow Rabbi Shimon. Elameha, all right. Maybe there's another place. Yes, Yoni.
If Machlekes Rebbe Yehuda and Rebbe Yossi, Alachak Rebbe Yossi. So that we hear when it says also Rebbe Yossi in the Baisa.
Oh, so it seems from here, Yoni's pointing out very nicely, that it seems from here, Rebbe Yossi, Rebbe Yehuda the halacha is going to be like whom?
You said before, halacha to Rabbi Yossi.
And so you're asking Rabbi Yossi.
Why are we asking Rabbi Yossi? Right. Asking Rabbi Yossi.
Very good. Very nice kasha. Yoni's asking very well. Yoni points out correctly that if we would have a machlokes Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, we would follow Rabbi Yossi. However, over here the Gemara chose that even though Rabbi Yossi is here to contrast that we paskin like Rabbi Shimon in the face of Rabbi Yehuda, because that's the memra. The memra was halacha l'ke Rabbi Shimon b'makom Rabbi Yehuda. But Yoni is right. Based on the klalim above, l'chura, we wouldn't have even said we should follow Rabbi Yehuda. We would say we should follow Rabbi Yossi. Excellent ha'ara. Okay, let's continue on. And we gave the answer. What about another example? The snam we learned is what happens if someone's so poor? Could he be Kohen Shvisa? He doesn't have enough to be Kohen Shvisa. So what? How's he Kohen Shvisa? Biraglov with his feet. That's what the Mishnah says in Mem Tesam Beis. Rei Meir Amar Anu Ein Lanu Ela Ani. Rei Meir says that's correct. That only applies to Nani. But a rich person who's got a lot of stuff, how will he be Kohen Shvisa? He'll be Kohen Shvisa with his food. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Echad Ani Vechad Asher. Lo Amru Marvin Mipas. And the only time that we say you have to be married with Bas is El Alahakel. Only to make lenient for who? For the Asher. El Alahakel Ala Asher. Shalo Yetzev Yarev Biragla. He doesn't have to go out and make an Erev with his own legs. Umasli Le Rav Chia Bar Ashi, Le Chia Bar Rav, Kamei Durav, Echad Ani Vechad Asher. That we follow both an Ani and Asher. Vamri Le Rav, Siyim Bonami, Halach Kareb Yehuda. And he also taught that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. Tartilamali. So why do we need both things? Why do we need to say that number one? Why do we have to learn specifically that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda? We already learned. Tartilamali. We already learned. We know. Everybody knows. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir, the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. V'amrit Meir Rabbi Yehuda, halacha Rabbi Yehuda. Says Gemara, my kosha Dilma Rav, less lehani klal. Again, Rav might not go with these klalim as well. So we're seeing lots of Amoraim who don't necessarily go with this klal. Elameha, what about another Mishnah? Disnan, we learned in a Mishnah now, a little bit of introduction for a Mishnah. If a woman was married to a man and her husband passed away, we want to always make sure when she gets remarried that if she has a child, that's from the second husband and not for the first husband. So what? How do we wait? How long do we wait? So in general, we know that a woman who's pregnant, she starts what we call in America showing, right? You're able to see that 3 months. So that's called, anybody know how you say showing in this halacha? It's called hukar ubra, where it's obvious that there's an ubra that she's pregnant. So let's see all the details of these halachas. 3 months, correct. El mehadisnan. Hayivama lo tachlots velotis yav. I mean, yivama shouldn't do chalitza nor yibum. Ad sheula shlosha chadashim, until she has 3 months. V'chein shar kol anashim. In other words, you need a break between of 3 months. V'chein shar kol anashim lo yinasul lo yisarsu ad sheila and shlosha chadashim. They also have 3 months. Echad besulos v'echad beulos, echad almanos v'echad grushos, echad rusos v'echad nesulos. Whatever the case is, you always need 3 months. That's the Tanakama, Reb Meir. Reb Yehuda says you don't have to be so machmir. Nesuos, if she's a Nesua, Yisarsu, she's already allowed to do Erisin even within 3 months. She just can't do Nesuin for the second marriage. But Erisin she's able to do. Varusos, and if she was only an Arusa with the first husband, Yinasu. In such a case, she could even get married. Chutz me'arusa sheb Yehuda, except if she was, let's say, for example, the first time in Arusa and Yehuda, shalibo gaspa, then they used to live too close to each other and they would end up living as if they were husband and wife. So then we have to consider in Yehuda, libo gaspa. This Gemara appears in Maseches Ksubas and other places. Rabbi Yossi Omer, kol anashim yisarsu, chutz min almana mepnei ibo. Rabbi Yossi says everybody's able to do erisin, except for Almana, because she's an Avelus, she's not supposed to get engaged. Vamrinan, and we learned, Rabbi Lazarus taught us, Rabbi Elazar lo alu bead Rasha. Excuse me. Rabbi Elazar didn't go into the base of Medrash. Ash kechela Rabbi Asi, and he wanted to know what they learned in the base of Medrash that time. He found Rabbi Asi davi koim. He was standing. Amar le, he said to my Amar bebe Medrasha. What do they say when you miss a day in yeshiva? Say my have bebe Medrasha. What was going on in the base of Medrash? Amar le achi Amar Rabbi Yochanan. This is where Rabbi Yochanan taught. Haracha Rabbi Yosi. Halacha is like Rabbi Yosi. Michlal, we see from here, the Yechida Poligalel, that there was somebody who disagreed with Rabbi Yossi. If the dissenting opinion with Rabbi Yossi, that Rashi points out in Dibar Maschel, Halachika Rabbi Yossi, Varminan, that we learned, Achas Ruchos V'Achas Nesuos, the Halacha is that they're not allowed to get married, get engaged. Engaged here means Erison doing Arayah Mekudeshesli. So that must be a Das Yachid, because you would never follow Rabbi Yossi if Rabbi Yossi was going up against the Rabbin based on the Klal above. Vatanya, and this is here, Vatanya is not a Kasha, but a Raya. In Vatanya, Haray Shoysa Redufa Lelech Lebeis Avia, O Shoysa Lakas and Baila. What happens if a woman ran away to her father's house, or she got into a fight with her husband? Osha Yabaila Zakin, or her husband was old, Ochola or sick. Osha Hichola. If she was sick, Akara, she was barren, Zakena, Katana, Vailanis, Vishenu Yalelid, Osha Yabaila Chovish Bebesa Surim, Hamapeles, Lachamisas Baila, or she had a miscarriage, and in all of those cases, her husband then died. So there's no way she's pregnant with the first husband. The husband was in jail for the 3 months before he died. Nevertheless, Kulan Srichalamtin Gimel Chadosh and Divrei Rebbe Meir. Oh, now we know the Baal Memra. The Baal Memra is Rebbe Meir. Rebbe Yaisi Matir Liar Isvilinase Miyad. Now, so what was the Chiddush? The Chiddush was that we follow whom? We follow the Shita of Rebbe Yossi. Asks the Gemara. Normally, Va'amrit, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yossi, Halacha, Rabbi Yossi, we have a rule. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yossi, we follow Rabbi Yossi. Umay Kushya, says Gemara, that's not a strong Kasha. Dilma la'afukim into Rav Nachman Mishmol. There's a special Chiddush here coming to exclude from the sheet of Rav Nachman, who quoted something from Shmuel. The Omar, Halacha, Rabbi Meir, Big Zeroysav. That we follow Rabbi Meir when we're dealing with his Gezeris. What does that mean? Remev Rabbi Yossi. Stop. What's the pshat in Pasuk? So then in such a case, who do we follow? Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi, excellent. But what happens if we want to make a chumrah? Rabbi Meir made a gzera. So if Rabbi Meir wants to introduce the gzera, Remev Rabbi Yossi, halacha, then there are times we'll follow Remev Rabbi Gzera. Seven. That's the teaching of Shmuel. Elamei ha decided, but what about this that we learned in a brisa? Holchin liyurid shel nachrim. Now this is found in Maseches Avoy Dezar. It's also Ma'ikotim, but primarily this is sugi in Avoy Dezar and Yudbeis Amenal. Maseches Avoy Dezar discusses a lot. What are the halachos in regards to going to a? The halacha is that in the time of the Yom Tov of the Avoy Dezara, it was asur to commemorate and show any chashivas to the Avoy Dezara. So what's halacha about going to a shuk on the day of Avodah Zarah? Halchan liyurid shel nachrim, you're allowed to go to a sale for the goy, velochim mehen, and you're allowed to buy from them, behema, vavadim, ushvachos, I'm not going to translate, these are obvious, batim, sados, uchramos, vikosev, and you can make a kinyan, umale barkos, shalahed, and you're allowed to collect it in the arkos, mipnei shehu kematzon liyadam, because it's considered as if he's saving it from them. Rashi gives a gishmak of pshat for those of us who are Baruch Hashem living in Eretz Yisrael. Says Rashi's gishmak of pshat, you know why it's mutter, even though it's on a day of Avodah Zarah? Because of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Who says living in Eretz Yisrael is not something amazingly special? Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. So that and for that reason, could anybody else tell me when we're violating Nisur Darabonim because of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael?
Yeah, right.
Yishuv Darais, possibly not. But, for example, doing a Kenyan. Not posh at all. Not posh at all. But Kenyan, if you're allowed to buy a house from a Goy, in Eretz Yisrael on Shabbos, even though we don't do Kinyanim. Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Okay. It's very, very, it's a tremendous mitzvah that, Baruch Hashem, that all of us have been zoche, and you have to have a tremendous hakaras hatov. Asher, Yoni, Yosef, and especially Menachem. All have to have a special hakaras hatov to their parents. Every single one of your parents were Moser Nefesh to be able to be Mekayim this mitzvah. Baruch Hashem, it's a zillion times easier than it used to be. Once upon a time, you know, when Rav Scheinberg made Aliyah to Eretz Yisrael, he made Aliyah too, they didn't have bathrooms. They didn't have bathrooms in the house compared to a Bnei Beischa house, huh? It's a totally different story. But once upon a time, it was hard, and today, to this day, it's still hard. It's not easy. And you should know that it wasn't easy for your parents. That they put on a great face. They put on a big smile. But it's not an easy thing to do. And if he's a kohen, he's even able to be metame b'chutz laretz. Lodun v'la'arari mohen. He's allowed to go to judge with them if he has any diun about these things. According to the second pshat Rashi, it's Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. So there's another pshat in Rashi that we're not going to learn. Hukishem shemetame b'chutz laretz kach metame b'beis hakvaris. And also, he can be metame beis hakvaris. Going to chutz laretz makes you tameh. You have to ask a shaila of whether you're allowed to go to chutz laretz. You're not just stand that there's a Super Bowl, so you just go to America to watch it. I'm not even talking about places that you're not allowed to go. To go even for a siyum hashas. Not just stand that you're allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael. You're being metame. Leaving Eretz Yisrael, you're being metame yourself. Kshem shemetame bechutz laretz kach metame beis hakvaris. Beis hakvaris salkadai toch tumadar raisi. But it's ain't a dome. Tumas chutz laaretz is only derabbanan, and beis hakvaris is daraisa. Ela be beis hapras. But rather, we're talking about tumas beis hapras. If you recall, we've had tumas beis hapras in the past. The guys know it from Rav Bernstein, right? Well, what's tumas beis hapras? Wants to scream it out. There was a kever once there, and they were excellent, and they once plowed it down. Ela beis hapras derabbanan. Umitame. Oh, when are you allowed to go to Chutz Laretz, Lisa Isha Velo Mai Taira. Notice this Gemara of Amevin Yavin doesn't have Parnasa. It only says to get married and to go learn Taira. Amar Rabbi Yehuda said, Emasai Bisman Shein Motza Lilmot. Only if he can't find anybody in Eretz Yisrael to learn from. There's no good Daf Yomi Shir in Eretz Yisrael. Only, okay, they're better in America. But as bad as our Daf Yomi Shir is, still at the end of the day, it's a Daf Yomi Shir. So at the end of the day, Bizman Shay Motzalilmod. Our Motzalilmod, lo yutama. Rabbi Yosi Omer, no. Af Bizman Shay Motzalilmod. Even if there's a Daf Yomi Shir, yutama, he could still go to the Chutz Laretz. The fee Shayin Minakol, Zaycha Adam Lilmod. Not from everybody are you Zaycha to learn. It has to be the right fit. It has to be the right fit with the Rebbe and the Talmud. And if it happens to be that the Rebbe in America is better than the Rebbe in Eretz Yisrael, then you're allowed to go to America. V'am Rabbi Yosi, Ma'ase Rabbi Yosi, Kohen Gadol Shalach Eitzel Rabbi Letzidon Lomay Teira, that Yosi Kohen went to his Rebbe in Sidon, which was in Chutz Laretz, to learn Teira. Okay, now bottom line. So this whole discussion, when you're allowed to be metame by going to Chutz Laretz, when you're allowed to buy also during the Shuk of Avodah Zarah. And what's the bottom line? V'am Rabbi Yechon taught Halacha Ki Rabbi Yosi. That the halacha follows Rabbi Yosi. V'lamali! Why do we need Rabbi Yochanan to come and say shir that the halacha is Rabbi Yosi? Everybody knows it in the base of Klole Apsak. Why? Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, who do we follow? As Yoni was mayor, we follow Rabbi Yosi. V'lamali, v'am Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi, Am Rabbi Itzrich, we need it. Salkadai techamila, hani mili b'masnisan. Maybe this only applies when you have a Mishnah. Avo bebraisa emaloi. One day you will learn be'iyun. You'll be masber. Why should it make a difference between Mishnah and braisa? Okay, I don't know for now. Hani mila masida braisa emaloi. Kamash malo. The same rules apply. Elahachi kamar. Hani klali lav divrei kol minu. Da rav lesle hani klali. We know that at the end of the day, rav didn't go with these klalim, and the halachi is that what? That Rabbi Yosi, that we follow Rabbi Yosi against Rabbi Yehuda, or Rabbi Yehuda against Rabbi Meir, that's only according to some, is not according to the Shita of Rav. Yes, Yoni.
I also heard that in the Hentu to go for a Refuah.
Yes, in case of Pikuach Nefesh, you would be allowed to as well. Stam Refuah is an interesting question, but for Pikuach Nefesh, for sure. people make a mistake, they put themselves in danger in Eretz Yisrael. They go to places that are dangerous. That's not pashut. That's not pashut at all. Maybe some say it is mutter for certain reasons, but it's not pashut. That also requires shaila. So for bikuach nefesh, it's for sure going to be mutter. Amar Rav Yehuda Mishmuel, Chefzei Nachri. Right, so that would be, let's say Yoni, let's say the person feels he'll be able to get better medical care in America, and it's something serious. It's not just, you know, a young person's strep throat. Something serious, then it could be, if a medical issue is not taken care of, especially for a person who's older, then almost all shilas are shilas of pikuach nefesh. Amar Rav Yehuda Mishmuel, Chefzei Nachri, Ein Konin Shvisa. New topic, Rabosai. Shmuel taught us that Chefzei, the objects of a Nachri, not Konin Shvisa. Now let's plug this back in. We had a Mishnah with the Machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri and the Chacham on the bottom of Mem Hei. Amar Aleph going to Mem Hei Amar Beis. Whether you need Das to be Konin Shvisa. According to Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, someone who's sleeping will be Konin Shvisa. Now, a Nachri is not having Das to be Konin Shvisa at all. Now, therefore, his Chafatzim are not being Konin Shvisa. Tov. His chafatzim are not being Konin Shvisa. But Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri didn't even require that you have das to be Konin Shvisa at all. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel, Chefzei Nachri ain't Konin Shvisa. Leman, who are we talking about? Ilei Mele Rabbanan. If we're talking, say we're talking about the Rabbanan, Pshita. Hashda Chefzei Hefker de Les Lu Bailim ain't Konin Shvisa. If when it comes to Chefzei Hefker, that the Rabbanan hold that they're not Konin Shvisa. Because the Rabban hold, you need das. Not only someone sleeping, the Rabban holds not Konin Shvisa, but so too, we learned already on Mem Hei Amud Beis, Chefzei Hefker are not Konin Shvisa. So then certainly a guy, then his objects are not Konin Shvisa. What's an afkamina? Let's say the guy, just a second, gives you his object. Are you now bound to the guy's tchum? The answer is no. And so certainly according to Rabbanan. Yes, Yosef?
Why is that a kavachomer to say Chefzei Hefker or not? So, of course, a goy. Well, a goy has das, does have a little das. Chefzei Hefker don't have it all.
Also, the Gemara is kavachomer. Yosef goes like this. When it comes to Chefzei Hefker that doesn't have a bailim, they're not Konin Shvisa. Right? A Chefzei Nachri that have bailim, so certainly they won't be kone their own shvisa. They won't be kone their own shvisa. Yosef, Rashi asks you a question. If you take a look in Chefzei Anachri, Rashi says, Chefzei Anachri dislu bailim varei hein kemosan. The Chefzei Anachri follow the bailim. Ubaleyen leslu shvisa, but their baal doesn't have shvisa, right? The whole idea of shvisa is not shayich baigo. You're asking a good question. So then it becomes a kal v'chomer, because then it's even less of a reason for it to have shvisa. But you're asking well, good. Hashta chetzei echelas lubaylim ain't kon shvisa. Chetzei necher de islu lubaylim mi boile, and their baylim are not kon shvisa. They'll be poshut that it doesn't have its own kin shvisa. El aliba de Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, where rather chiddush is going according to Rabbi Yochanan Nuri v'kamash melon. Ema dam Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, someone says that someone who falls asleep is Konin Shvisa, and Chefzei Hefker are shown as Shvisa. Konin Shvisa, ani mil Chefzei Hefker the last little bailim. They don't have bailim. So since they don't have bailim, so that in such a case, then they have their own tchum wherever they are on Bein Hashmoshes on Friday night. They're Konin Shvisa. Havo Chefzei Anachri this little bailim. But they have a bailim, and the bailim don't have their own shvisa. Loi, such a case is different. Asking Marakashim, Misiver, Reb Shimon, Lazarim, Hashoel, Klimin, Anachri. Someone borrows a utensil from a Gentile, B'yomtiv. V'chein Hamashel, Lo, L'Nachri, Klimin, Erev Yomtiv. And if you lend a utensil to a Gentile in Erev Yomtiv, Ziru, Lo, B'yomtiv, and he returns it to you on Yomtiv. So what's the tchum? V'akelim, V'otz, Rosh Hashav, Subasoch, HaTchum. Or you have utensils that were inside of the tchum. Yeshan apayim amalachol ruach. Then you get 2,000 amis. The nachri, and this is an important line, she'evi lo peros michutz l'tchum. If a nachri brought you peros from outside the tchum, harei lo ze lo yezizim imkom. And you're not allowed to move it. Now, the guy brought you things from outside of the tchum. Analyze the Gemara. If you're going to say the Chefzei Nachri, then we understand why whatever the guy brings you is bound to his Shvisa. Hamani Rabbi Yochanan. Eliyam Rekasav Rabbi Yochanan Chafzei Anocha. Any Kol Shvisa. Hamani, that's not going to fit according to either of them. Hamani Loi. Rabbi Yochanan Ben Uri. Loi Rabbanan, it's not going to fit neither according to Rabbi Yochanan Ben Uri, nor according to the Rabbanan. Says the Gemara, Lo Ilam Kesav Rabbi Yochanan Ben Uri Chafzei Hanachri. Koinin Shvisa, really Chafzei Nachri are Koinin Shvisa, which requires Hezber. Why does it require Hezber? Because the Goy doesn't have Shvisa, and according to Rabbi Yochanan Ben Uri, Chafzei Hefger are Koinin Shvisa. So what are we going to have to say? We're going to have to say that even though he has a Bailim, which is a Goy, it's going to be no different than Chafzei Hefger. Presumably that's the Pshat. Okay, so what? So says the Gemara like this, that really we have to say Chafzei Hanachri are Koinin Shvisa, according to Rabbi Yochanan Muri. Ushmuel the Amar Kerabbanan, and Shmuel is following the Shita of the Rabban. Uda Kamrit Rabbanim Shita, according to Rabban's Dachadover Parshut, that what? The Chafzei Nachri should not be Koinin Shvisa. Come, so what's the Chiddush? Mao the same, maybe we should make Xera, Bailim de Nachriyatu Bailim Yisrael, since Bailim de Yisrael are Kona Shvisa, so then people are going to think, ah, I had the Shaila last week and the Rav told me there's no Tchum on the Sechefetz and it belonged to a guy. And he'll say the same thing applies when it's a Bailim de Yisrael. Kamash Malah, no, you could confuse Bailus de Nachri with Bailim de Yisrael, and that's why we would have such a Havamina. Kamash Malah, no, and it has no Shvisa. Reb Chia Bar Avin Amar Reb Yochanan Chafzei Nachri Kainin Shvisa Gzeira Bailim De Nachrim Atu Bailim De Yisrael. And Reb Yochanan paskins that we do make the Gzeira, and that's why the halacha is the Chafzei Nachri is going to have a din of Shvisa. And if you take a look, we conclude the daf with the halacha, and that is if you take a look on the side of the Mishpat, this is how we paskin that Gzeira Midrabanan, a chayfetz of a goy, is also going to have a din tchum.
Bezvas Hashem Yisparech, our halacha from the daily daf, from Daf Mem Zayin, is the topic of an individual's objects in their house when they are outside of the tchum. The simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch, based on a kasha that the Rishonim have on the Shita of Rashi, raises a fascinating question, halacha lemaisa, that many people are not aware of. It happens to relate to myself this coming Shabbos. Be'ezer Hashem, this Shabbos, Parshas Emor, our family will be in Yerushalayim, in the YU Israel Kolo for a Shabbaton, the Grus Kolo. And of course, we will be in a different tchum than the objects in our house. Here's the Shaila. If we did not designate and give our objects to somebody else, for example, we did not lend our Gemara Erevin to our neighbor to use over Shabbos, but the Gemara Erevin is sitting on my desk. Our friends and our neighbors, don't tell anybody, happen to know our combination, and sure enough, they're looking for the pictures of the Hod V'Hadar, and it's sitting on our desk, and they want to take it out. And they know that I would not mind that they would use it. It would be my pleasure. Chazal say if it's going to be used for a mitzvah. And most poskim say that even Svarim, which once upon a time people were makbidon, as Chazal spell out, the poskim say might be different today. And he wants to take my picture book, my Erevin picture book, and use it in his house over Shabbos in Ramat Beit Shemesh. Is there a problem of him taking it out of its tchum? Does the tchum of my chafatzim follow my tchum, the regel balabayis in Yerushalayim? So there is an important diuk that Tosas makes on our daf on Mimzayin Amabez within the Shita of Rashi. Our Gemara had told us from Rab Shimon ben Elazar about 20 lines into the Gemara, Vahakelim va'otzros sheshavsu besoch ha'tchum, if there are utensils that rested within a tchum, yesh len apayim am lekol ruach, they could be taken 2,000 amos in every direction. What type of chafatzim are we talking about? If you recall, our Gemara was talking about chefzei hefker. Rashi has an extra word when Rashi says chefzei hefker. Vafilu hein shel hefker. Even if they belong to hefker, in such a case, one would be allowed to move it within 2,000 amos.
Tosos on the top of our Amud, Memzayin on the base, quotes Rashi, and then he says, Rashi is mashma that doesn't make a difference whether there is an owner or whether there isn't. In both cases, once an object is sitting in a particular tchum, when it comes, Bein Hashmashos, in such a case, it could be moved within that tchum 2,000 amas. It doesn't follow from Rashi, it seems, the Ragle Habaylim. Tosis is very much bothered by this, like many Rishonim. And in Shulchan Aruch, it seems to be quite clear that we don't follow the opinion of Rashi. We will not do the Tosis inside. Halacha from the Daily Daf is not learning Bi'iyun, but is generating the halacha that emerges from the Daf. So let's take a look at the Shulchan Aruch in Simin Shin Sadi Zayin Sif Yud Zayin. Mishayil Operos Mufgadim Bi'ir Acheres Rechokim Imenu. If somebody has his fruits in another city, and the people in the city want to come visit him, lo yaviu lo mi peirosav, they can't bring his peiros she peirosav kemohu, because his peiros follow his tchum, and he right now he is in Yerushalayim. His tchum is in Yerushalayim. His tchum is not in Beit Shemesh. Based on this, says the Be'er Halach and Simin Tav Aleph Sif Aleph, that the Pashtus is, according to many Rishonim, that if someone leaves the city, so then in such a case, his Chafotzim are kone the Shvisa of the Bailim, and then it's considered like a Chafetz that's gone out of the Tchum, and you cannot take it out for Amis. It is for this reason that Rav Ozner in the Shevet HaLevi Chelek Vav Simin Mem Vav Oz Dalid writes that in the above case of where you're in another city and you weren't miyached the objects for somebody else. We're not talking about a case where you told someone to come into your house and allow them to use all of the objects in your house. You lent them your house and your apartment and included in that, why not, the Hod V'Hodor on Erevin as well. But we're talking about where there was no special designation. In such a case, says the Shevet HaLevi in one place, in Chelek Vav, that the halacha is that you would not be able to move my objects coming this Shabbos unless we had designated otherwise. Then in another tshuva, in Chelek Tes, Simin Ayin Tes, Rav Ozner points out that our Rashi, when he said Afilu Hefker, is mashma that when it comes to Peros HaMufkadim Eitzel Acher, so then in such a case, they do have 2,000 amos. The raya that one would bring from the source of the psak in the Shulchan Aruch, which is a Mishnah in Beitza on Daf Lamites, that says that if you have fruits, they cannot be brought from an area that's outside of your tchum, was only spoken about, writes the Beis Meir in Simin Taf Aleph, if you did not leave the fruits by somebody else. But in a case of where it was left, mufkad, etzel acherim, so then in such a case, there is room to be makil. It's hard to extend the Beis Meir's heter to the instance that we described, where it was sitting in my apartment, and it wasn't mufkad, etzel acherim. It would seem, though, that there is room to be lenient if the fellow does not want to take it out of my house. He knows I'm not makbid. It's one of my friends. He knows I'm not makbid for him to come into my house without express rishus. I've given him rishus in the past. I've given him even the combination lock. So then in such a case, it could very well be that he'll be allowed to use the object within the entire house. And the reason for that is we learned from Rabbi Gamliel in the beginning of our perek that even if something is outside of a tchum, if it's surrounded by mechitzos, the object is surrounded by mechitzos, in the entire area of the mechitzos, one is going to be allowed to be metaltel. We said that's why a boat that came from out of the Erev, one is allowed to be metaltel out of its tchum, one's allowed to be metaltel on the entire boat, or in the entire airplane, or there was an instance where we discussed in the entire airport. So for that reason, one would be able to be metaltel in the house itself, presumably. Rav Ozner wants to go even more further in his later tshuva, in Chelek Tes, where he seems to be chozer
on his chumrah from the, which was the pashtus of the Shulchan Aruch, and he says maybe also we could suggest that if the area is surrounded by an eruv, so then in such a case he'd be able to be metaltel in that entire eruv. That is a little bit of a chiddush. The pashtus that we had was that you'll be metaltel when something, able to be metaltel if something came outside of the tchum within mechitzos mamish. To say that it would work in a standard Erev, an Erev like an Erev in Bergenfield, or in Cleveland, or in Ramat Beit Shemesh, that's surrounded by a Tzuras HaPesach, not an Erev like the Old City, which is surrounded, Mamish, like by Mechitzos, so then in such a case, the Halacha should be, one could be able to be Metaltel, use the Hod V'Hadar, but he'd be able to use it only in the house, and not to take it from my house to his house. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes a fascinating issue that has not been discussed very much by the Poskim. It's a practical one that emerges from the Rashi and the Tosfos and our Daf about an object that was left by an owner who is outside of the Tchum.